la la la, dun 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 dun, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And this is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week. And I, Ken Morafe, am your faithful host. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,400 families in 43 states. It is such an honor. It is a privilege. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And is that a flyby? Okay. I thought maybe everybody just left. It's a see ya. But anyway, one of the things that we talk about a lot with our beloved and most valued clients is Social Security. And I think that's probably one of the biggest topics that we talk about. And a question that came up last week that I thought I would share with you on the show is, how much can I earn and still collect Social Security? If I'm, you know, if I, and how does working affect Social Security? So let me answer that question for you. So the first thing is that there is this thing, this age called your normal retirement age. And it's different for everybody depending on your age and all of that, on your date of birth. But for sake of this conversation, let's just say that your normal retirement age is 66. All right, that helps me to explain all this. All right, so if you are under the age of 66, then they do have what are called earning limits. The earning limits are $16,920 for this year. So what that means is that if you earn more than $16,920 in 2017, then you are over the limit. And for every $2 that you exceed that limit by, they take back $1 of your Social Security. So for example, let's say that you made $36,920. What that means is that you are $20,000 over the limit. Therefore, $1 for every two means that they will take back $10,000 of your Social Security benefits. All right. So depending on how much you make, it could end up costing you a lot of your Social Security benefits. And it may, you know, I've actually had people that we've looked at it and we've figured out that they would get nothing. They literally would get no Social Security because of their income. And if that happens, then you started early. You've got that lowered amount, which you can never change, and now you don't get it anyway. So now, here's the deal. Once you get over the age of 66, your normal retirement age, then you can earn an unlimited amount, and they do not claw back any of your Social Security benefits. So what I want to suggest to you as your financial advisor, ladies and gentlemen, right now is once you turn 66, you have my permission to go make $1 million a year in income, okay? You have my permission. I know you've been holding back because you didn't want your Social Security benefits to be hurt, but once you turn 66, you can make, go do it. Make the $1 million and collect your Social Security, and they will not take any of it back, all right? Now, they will tax it to death, and that's for a different show. But for purposes of this show, they will not take any of it back, all right? So under 66, two for one, and over 66, unlimited. Now, I want to tell you that if you'd like to come to one of our seminars, we have a bunch of seminars that are lined up here near you. They are designed for those of you who are over the age of 50, who are retired, or who are retiring soon. So if that is you, if you're within that 5 years before retirement or 5 years after, that 10-year zone, then I want to encourage you to come, okay? Because it's very important that you make proper decisions right now. If you make them incorrectly, you can't go back and change your mind later, all right? You got to get it right the first time. So you got to arm yourself with knowledge. And, you know, as a firm, our philosophy is that we want your money to last as long as you do. All right? That's our goal. We consider your retirement to be your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play, have fun, stick your feet in the sand, Burn your toes in the sun-drenched sand. That's what
I love it.
We want you to be like, what was his name in 10? Dudley Moore, when he was running across the sand when it was all hot. And he was going, ouch, 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 ouch. We want that to be you. And while you're doing that, we don't want you to worry about your finances. How do you do that? Go to the website, moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. Find the seminar near you. At the seminar, we'll talk about the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being. We'll talk about how to reduce your income taxes. We'll have five strategies to do that. We'll talk about how to fight inflation, the single best investment you can use to fight inflation with. And thirdly, and most importantly, we'll also talk about our buy, hold, and sell philosophy and our strategy, which enabled us to tell our clients to be out of the market for all of 2008. So moneymatters.net for the seminar near you. Go there, and we'll look forward to seeing you. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to debunk the, hey, don't worry about it. The market always comes back. Yeah, right. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.